Sudan said it would resume talks over oil transit fees with South Sudan in the next 2 weeks after the two sides failed to reach a deal in the latest round of negotiations. The African Union's Security Council yesterday appealed to the two nations to stay committed to reaching a fair agreement. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in July. It includes most of the once unified nation's oil supply, but it relies on pipelines in the north to transport the crude to an export outlet on the Red Sea. Oil money is expected to help raise living standards in the country, which are among the lowest in the world, especially for the women in the country. The executive director of the charitable organization Mercy Beyond Borders, Sister Marlene Lacey, is in South Sudan to advocate for the formal education of girls. She is praising the efforts of the Republic of South Sudan and the promotion of women, but is urging authorities to also formulate policies that will safeguard young girls against cultural practices like early and forced marriages.
Already in the constitution, they have some encouraging things. They've guaranteed that girls have the right to go to primary school. They've said that one-third of the government jobs should be filled by females. These are really important steps. Now, I don't think they're being implemented yet, but these things take time. There are some cultural practices which really remain a challenge. One, of course, is the dowry, that families rely on that agreement. When they give a daughter in marriage, they will receive cattle. I think if a policy was made that no girl could be married before the age of 18, that would be very, very helpful in giving girls a chance to finish secondary school. Secondly, if there was a limit on the price of the dowry, a certain number of cows, that would help a lot. It's great for the large family, and it's terrible for the girl.